I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The death toll climbs in the Kashmir earthquake zone. Gospel for Asia has 54 Bible colleges on the subcontinent, and one is in Jammu, near the epicenter. GFA's K.P. Yohannan, speaking from northern India, says,
by God's grace, so far we have not heard any of our believers or missionaries lost their lives. But we are not sure about that because a lot of earthquake areas, we are not able to get any information because of the government restriction.
Yohannan says their Bible school was severely damaged, but students and missionaries are helping victims in Jesus' name in a mostly Muslim area. Next, Tropical Storm Stan has killed thousands in Central America. The storm left a trail of devastation across the region. Torrential rainfalls, flooding, and mudslides mean damages to an already impoverished region will mount exponentially. In response, World Vision delivered medicines, medical equipment, and first aid items, along with other relief supplies. Staff are also providing psychosocial attention to the people in the shelters. As they do so, their actions speak loudly of the love and hope of Christ. And in the 16 years since communism fell, a church in the capital city of Bucharest has been a mission-sending powerhouse in Romania and beyond. ABWE missionaries have come alongside church leaders to help develop programs for young adults. Cristi Ciuca is with Holy Trinity. He says they seek to meet people's diverse needs and challenges other churches to do the same. It's crucial because
Romania is going through difficult times. The period of transition hasn't ended, so a church needs to be relevant to the needs of the people.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Expanded coverage of these and other stories can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org, where we also offer resources like church bulletin inserts, quarterly newsletters, podcasting, and more. I'm Ruth Bliss.